Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Ray Kaplan joins us now, financialrelief.com. And Ray, you and I text about a lot of things, but you sent me a text about the dollar amount you had saved. Looks like you're going to save a client of yours. And I was just blown away, Ray. These numbers seem to get higher and higher.
I know. That was a really fantastic result we had today. So that was a client who actually was a WGN listener, and his federal loans were forgiven, and it was $394,000. And so his monthly payments were about over $2,000 per month. And under the Biden administration's new rules, we were able to get the entire balance wiped out. So we're very happy with that result.
$394,000, that's more than the average cost of a home in this country. That's a mortgage payment that this person was entitled to based on the laws, right? Like, I know people sometimes get upset like we're stealing money from taxpayers. No, this was in the law. This person just didn't know how to make it work, right?
Exactly. It's just accessing the laws that apply to you. And, you know, we hear this all the time where clients will say when they call us up for a consultation, oh, well, there's probably nothing you can do for me. Well, this guy was a doctor, and he had very much the same thought. Like, look, I'm sure that there's really nothing that could be done here. I'm happy to pay the bill, but I just wanted to see just in case if there's anything you can do. And sure enough, yep, under the statute, he was eligible to have the entire balance forgiven.
If there's someone out there right now that's paying student loans and, you know, maybe they're wary of what's going to happen with the loan forgiveness plan, maybe there are, you know, who knows, but it's, if you just check, right? Just call Ray's team and might as well check, right? That's free for them to check, right?
Just check. I mean, look, there is a $200 consultation fee, but the key is knowing how the law applies to you. The law applies to people very differently depending on your circumstances. And the law is very forgiving when it comes to your student loans. Just most people don't know about it. So that's where we come in. And it's really a lot of fun when we get those results. And we're getting them more and more because we have so many people applying and we're able to access a lot of forgiveness, which is great.
Okay. Let's talk about the Biden forgiveness plan. It's kind of in, you know, who knows what's going to happen yet. But they seem to be making some moves as almost like a backup way where they can still find ways to forgive student loans. What is the latest that we know about what they want to do?
So there's a lot of changes that they want to make. And one interesting aspect is this new income-driven repayment plan. So there are four income-driven repayment plans, and they all operate on different formulas, 10% of your income, 20% of your income, et cetera. And the one that they're proposing is basically a 5% formula where your monthly payment would be approximately 5% of your discretionary income. So for most people, it will cut your payment right in half. So if your payment's $500 a month, you're looking at a $250 monthly payment, and with this, without adding any more time to the loan. So that's really pretty great, too, because, you know, even though the payment drops, under most circumstances, it would extend your payment. But under this one, it would drop your payment and you would still get it forgiven. So this is a really good option. We're not sure when that is going to be fully implemented. It's a change to the rules, and there are rules about changing the rules. So they have to have a commentary period, which I think is about 2 months. So if it does pass, then it will be implemented in probably about 60 days.
Okay. Income-driven repayment plans, too. I mean, like you're saying, like this could be very huge to people, you know, based on what they're making to be able to determine what they're paying.
Yeah, and it's great because there are no negative credit ramifications. These are your rights under the statute. And if you just call up a servicer and ask them the options, you're probably going to get somebody who's reading from a script. Their job is not to really do an analysis and tell you how the law, you know, applies to you to save you the most money. They're going to try to put you in a higher payment plan or put you into forbearance. This way, you can cut your payment down by half and still get the loans forgiven as per the normal statute. So it really is going to save people a lot of money.
All right. 312 wanted to know, should grandma or mom give a kid a 529. We tackled that a little bit. It's a great answer. I don't think people sometimes think it through, Ray. What should people do in that situation?
Yes, I'm all in favor of grandma and grandpa opening 529 accounts for your son or daughter, because that way it doesn't actually have to be disclosed in FAFSA, so it doesn't count against the student when they're applying for their federal student loans. So for grandma or grandpa to have a 529 with your child as the beneficiary is a fantastic idea. And I even say, you know, pull the resources. Tell your family members, look, instead of giving, you know, this child Christmas presents or birthday presents, just make a donation to the 529. And a lot of 529s, they make it really easy. You can just send a link, click on the link, and make a contribution to that 529. And if it's a family effort and you're doing that for years, you would be surprised. It's, you know, often $40,000, $50,000 in that account by the time the child is actually applying to college. And that makes a huge, huge difference. And as long as those funds are spent on tuition or college-related expenses, it's tax-free. So you don't have to pay income tax. So you get to realize all that growth without having to pay taxes on it.
And as we just talked about the other night, now Congress has allowed that 529 money can be, some of it at least, I forget the exact number, I don't have it in front of me, can be converted into a Roth IRA without the penalty, which should, I guess, incentivize people even more to save for that 529, because, hey, even if, you know, little Susie doesn't go to college, or you can't find anyone else in the family that goes to college, whatever, or a trade school, whatever it may be, you could put it into a Roth, at least a lot of it, as an extra,
right,
one less reason not to do a 529.
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I were talking about this the other day. If this child doesn't need the money for whatever reason, let's say they get a scholarship, you can always change the beneficiary at any time. You can kind of make it like a college family fund for maybe your nieces and nephews, and there's no penalty for that.
Right, for sure. By the way, you can call Ray Kaplan's office, 312-294-8989. As King John always says, it's 312, the Tri-State Tollway, Dicka Dicka. And I think that's a great way to remember it. That's how I've memorized it in my head. Are a lot of people calling you just confused right now about what's happening with the Biden repayment plan or the forgiveness plan?
Yes, there's a lot of confusion right now because, first of all, people don't understand, okay, am I eligible for this? So even if it does survive, am I going to be eligible? And we should really find out by the spring. And then if you're eligible, you'll be able to apply online, and then it'll probably take a couple of months for the Department of Ed. But, of course, people can always call us, and we can walk you through, you know, what the requirements are and whether or not you're going to be eligible. A lot of it is based on your income during the pandemic. So if your income was below $125,000 if you're single, $250,000 if you were married filing jointly for the years 2020 or 2021. So it might make sense to take a look at those tax returns, and if there's a way to amend those tax returns legally, of course, where, you know, maybe you didn't take a deduction or two that would put you under that adjusted gross income, maybe you can file an amended tax return, and then if the Biden loan forgiveness does survive, then you will be eligible for that loan forgiveness. So something to think about.
For sure. 708 wants to know, can aunts set up a 529 for nieces and nephews? Is there a minimum amount to start?
There's no problem with aunts setting up 529s for nieces and nephews. As long as they're in your family, that's perfectly fine. You have to, if you're in the state, it depends what state you're in, because pretty much each state has their own 529. Illinois is brightstart.com, and you want to choose the 529 in your state, because then you get the state tax deduction. So, Illinois has a great one, and yeah.
I don't know if there's a minimum. I'm sure it's not that much. They want people to be able to do that. All right, Ray, right. I wish we had more time. $394,000, is that what you said at the top?
It is. Can you believe that? That's fantastic. Really happy.
And so if someone's like worried about not getting the Biden loan forgiveness, I totally get it. That's a lot of money that you may thought you have wiped off. But just use that motivation to call Ray Kaplan, 312-294-8989, financialrelief.com. Ray, as always, it's great to chat with you, okay?
Thanks, John. Anytime.